AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. There's been another data breach involving the U.S. government. Hackers linked to China are said to have gained access to the sensitive background information submitted by intelligence and military personnel for security clearances. The AP's Ken Delanian has details.
This is really detailed background information about their relatives, you know, their contacts, their bankruptcies, criminal histories, medical information, mental health information.
Officials say they believe that this hack is separate from the breach of federal personnel data that was announced last week. While more than 300 officers searched for the two escaped killers from a New York prison, the prison tailor shop instructor Joyce Mitchell has been arrested for helping the pair escape. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley.
She brought contraband in the facility, but I'm not going to get into what it was.
But he says it was not the power tools that helped the pair cut their way out of the maximum security facility. House Democrats didn't heed the president's request for fast-tracking of his trade objectives. They delivered a stinging defeat on the House floor today. Republican leaders, including House Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan, say that the effort to pass the Trade Promotion Authority will continue.
The president has some work yet to do with his party to complete this process. This isn't over yet, and we hope that they can get together and make sure that we finish this so that America is back leading.
About 90 lawmakers would have to change their votes to get the measure passed. That is being called a heavy lift. Comedian Bill Cosby wins a delay in a court effort by three women to unseal a previous sexual abuse case that was filed against him. The three women are hoping that the lawyer who got a settlement for her client in 2006 will support their claims. It was a down day on Wall Street with fears over the economy in Greece. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry has been released from a Boston hospital after surgery on his badly broken leg.
He's put together a leg that was broken on the femur, and he tells me, and I'm confident, that I'll be as good to go as I was before, if not stronger.
Kerry singing the praises of his surgeon. The Secretary of State broke his right femur while riding a bicycle in France. He'll stay in Boston for a while to continue his recovery. The Massachusetts woman who was seriously hurt when a broken bat flew into the stands at Fenway Park last week is also out of the hospital. Tanya Carpenter was transferred to a rehabilitation center. Doctors say her recovery is excellent. The 44-year-old mother suffered what police initially said were life-threatening injuries during that June 5th game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland A's. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.